Roberts the favourite here at $3.70 currently at tab. 3 Oakfield Get'em at $4.20 and 6 Kiss and Tell is at $4.60.
I like Fight for Love. Joe Pride's got this horse. One of the syndications of Jamie Waters. And it had a couple of trials. It only run. It ran last in a field of 5, beaten about 5 lengths on the Kenzo back in October. But he's had 2 good trials getting ready for this. So the last trial at Warwick Farm led all the way. Was well clear, drifted to the centre of the track. Sam Cleverton rode it in the trial. And I thought it went really good. I reckon Joe Pride set it for a first up run edge. And Lever's got nice ride. He rides it. I thought it was the one to beat. 4 Acid for the Godolphin team. James Cummings. Got me 4.5 at Kemmler on the Boo. So it would have to improve. But it might just do that in this race here. It's not the strongest race. 3 Oakfield Get'em went good on the Boo at Newcastle after trialing well. And number 6, Kiss and Tell for Gerald. 5, 4, 3, and 6
there in race 6. Now in race 7, Bill and Ted here is Travis Wolfgram in the 7th. Bill and Ted, Travis Wolfgram. And at the moment, it's the favourite at $3. 6, Roman Wolf at $3.40. And number 1, Show Me the Honey at $6.50.
Yeah, I've only got the 2 of them in the quadrilla. 6 and 5. 6, 5, 1. 7 the numbers. Roman Wolf, I remember the day he won here back in January. He was very impressive. Led all the way. Gary Portelli's got him. Went to the paddock. He had another run at Randwick and then went to the paddock. And he's won 2 trials recently at Warwick Farm. He shared the lead in a recent trial win. And Robbie Dolan trialed him, held him together. I thought he went really good as a deep field colt with a lot of promise. I think he'll be hard to beat here. Very wary of Bill and Ted, flying at the moment. Good winner, Grafton, the other day when Luke Rolls rode him on the 6th of May. Hit the front and just raced away. On the home track here, Barrier 1 should get a soft run. Very hard to beat. 1, Show Me the Honey. Drawn bad. Johnny Bateman don't usually bring him up here from Canberra. 1 well there the other day, first up. And number 7, Terra Rain. For the long miles, Emma and Lucy, 6, 5, 1 and 7.
And the last today, a benchmark 70 at Gosford, number 10 to Willica. This morning, 390, now 340. 3 Diamond Star Halo at 360. And 5 Chili Beauty currently at 460. Gary?
Yeah, very tough race over the 2600 here. I'm sick of Gwenda Markwell here. Chili Beauty from second its last 2 at Kembla and Nowra, 2200 and 2000. Missed a kick at Kembla the other day, then went up running second and just kept grinding away. I just get the impression that it can run the 2600. So Digger's on it, Digger McClellan. I got it on top. Diamond Star Halo is very hard to catch. Mixes its form a lot. She's hard to run down when she's on a day, and she's won over 2350. So if she comes here, you know, in her best form with Bucko on board, she'll want to lead. That's what they do with her. She could be hard to run down, but she can turn in an ordinary one. Number 10 for third, to Willie Gus. Thought it went really good at Newcastle in that run there behind Miss Moana, one of Johnny Sargent. Went really good. That was over 2365. Hit the line pretty good. I think it'll run the 2600. And my psychiatrist with Doug Gonnell these days, it could do something. 5, 3, 10, and 1, mate.
Righto. Got a best bet for us?
Yeah, race 1. Cernadine for Lesbridge. Down the bottom in race 1.
Race 1, number 7. Tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock, right on this time, the boys will be on. John Scores looking at Nowra Cup Day, and you'll be looking at Muswellbrook. So both of our New South Wales previews tomorrow morning between 10 and 10.30. Good on you, Gary. Have a good day at Gosford.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck, putters.
Good on you, Gary Harley there. A break and then Paul Joyce to look at his thoughts for Randwick.
Sky Sports Radio is off to Shoalhaven Sunday for Nowra Cup Day plus Girls Day Out. There's lucrative prizes in the fashions on the field plus thrilling racing. Sunday morning at 10, get the Nowra winners on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are supporting the National Jockeys Trust appeal. When you back a winner today, support the appeal that assists former and current jockeys through injuries or hard times.
Donate now or anytime at njtappeal.com.au.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget or the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found Cat Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With Cat Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Mum, we have a very precious gift card right now at Bingley.
Define precious.
I thought of it and I'm precious.
Yes, Lano, you are.
Spend $650 or more on a washer or dryer at Bingley and you'll receive a bonus Bingley gift card worth up to $250.
That is precious. Say it again.
A bonus gift card worth up to $250 when you buy a washer or dryer at Bingley.
Wow.
It was all my idea.
Don't be precious.
Conditions apply.
It's the hottest tourist destination on the planet and just happens to host one of the world's greatest horse racing events. I'm talking about the Land of the Rising Sun and the Japan Cup. Leaving Friday, November 22 with Ambassador Travel, you'll tour the city of Tokyo and be dazzled by the clash of the old and the new cultures. Next up, trackside and allocated seats among 200,000 locals to witness the Cup itself. Then, jump onto the famous bullet train, whiz past Mount Fuji to the traditional heart of Japan, Kyoto. In between, you can shop or simply marvel at the ancient delights. Or even better, extend to Hong Kong for International Race Week. Call Ambassador Travel now, 1-800-777-989, or log on to ambassadortravel.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews, and tab markets.
Racing HQ is proudly brought to you by Tab.
Yes, and we're broadcasting this morning from Eagle Farm in Brisbane. Of course, we've had all the previews and we're continuing with the regulars. Don't forget in this hour, at 10:40, Peter Ellis will join us to look at Morfordville Parks, followed by Steve Moran. So 10:40 for Peter Ellis, 10:50 for Steve Moran. But right now it's Paul Joyce time. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew, and you've got a nice day out there in Brisbane, I can tell you. It's a cracking autumn day down here in Sydney, and I can't wait to see the action out at Randwick.
I think we've got fine weather right down between us and you guys in Sydney. It's a fair dinkum fine day. Not a cloud in the sky. No issue driving to work for Andrew Hurley from TAB. Morning to you, Hurls.
Yeah, it's beautiful down the beach this morning, Andrew. Very unseasonably warm weather, but yeah, absolute pooler of a day.
It is. All right, let's get stuck into it. We're at Randwick on a perfect track. The rail is in the true. It's actually in the true for the first time since day one of the championship. So that area certainly had a long break. Well, very intriguing. A lot of interest in the two-year-old races. Hills, what price right now? Reloaded.
Yeah, $1.70. Couldn't have been more impressive on debut. Punters looking to get off a flyer this afternoon. Well, this morning, actually, because we've got an early start. $170 to $175 today, back to $1.70. Discharged on the next line, $4.40 to $4.60. $7.50 got to $6, back out to $7.50 for Sea of Life. Only other inward move would be for number 7, Prince Fawaz. It opened at $9.50. It's in $1 to $8.50. But as I said, Reloaded, short price favourite for the first.
Yeah, look, I think Discharged will probably take up the running. The only other pressure, Sea of Life's got the blinkers for the first time. I expect him to be a lot more positive. And maybe Lucky Imperator, the other one that rolls forward. They're looking at his earlier races. But Reloaded, barrier one. Look, I think Jason Collett can have him basically wherever he wants. So I don't think he has to go too far back. And I think he'll win. I've gone 5-3-7-6. As Hurls mentioned, their terrific debut effort by this horse. James McDonald was aboard that day, and he was happy to sit four deep. He had some cover. And then down the straight, he just gradually wound over top of them and was strong through the line. He's since had a trial. And the trial was unbelievably good. He just cruised up to them late. J-Mac was aboard again there. But Jason Collett jumps on today, and I just think he's a great way for punters to start the day. I know he's very short, but even with the money back second and third, the first five races there today, bit of a no-brainer. If he happens to get beat, you'll get your money back anyway, I would expect. Number 3, Discharged, I think he's the only threat. He meets reloaded the same at the weights for finishing third to him on debut, but he's since won a race at Canterbury, and he'll be out in front. So at least he's making his own luck if Reloaded does happen to strike some bother. Seven, Prince Farways, he's at the opposite end of the scale. He'll probably be last on the turn, rocketing home. He's a very talented horse. I just think he probably needs more than 1,400 now. He did get beaten at Newcastle last start as an odds-on favourite, so this will obviously be a bit tougher. And number six, Sea of Life for John O'Shea. Perhaps the knockout, Blinker's first time, decent enough debut, finishing second at Warwick Farm, and he's since won a trial at Rose Hill. But it's all about Reloaded. He's the JJ Atkins favourite, and I think he'll make the most of that today. 5, 3, 7, and 6.
Yeah, if you're looking at the JJ in a fortnight, Reloaded with Tabbers at $4, a Session 650, Creator at 10, Strasbourg isn't nominated at 10, and Tsar Sun at 15, and Discharged is at 15 as well with Disruptor. So many of these markets for the Queensland, the remainder of these races, the Derby, the Oaks, and these races, the markets hurls are just going to be totally reshaped today.
Yeah, well, $4, if he comes out and brains him today, you would think that Reloaded will shorten right up in that market for the JJ Atkins.
Yeah, exactly. The four might not read too bad by about 11:30. The Tab Highway, what's happening here?
Yeah, only the one inward move here today, and it is for the favourite, for Matty Dunn, 460 into 350 for the Tab Highway. Major Danger, 360 to 390. Irish Songs and also Madame Pauline, $6 chances and haven't budged. Then we go to Lifesaver, only other runner in single figures, 850 to 9, back to 850. But a good move here for Vanazza. For the third. Second, actually.
There's plenty of speed here. Hurls, as you'd expect, 1,000-metre highway. Big field, Major Danger, Vanazza, the two shortest-priced horses in the market. I think they'll both be right in that firing line as well. Look, I've gone 5, 4, 3, 6. It's a little bit tricky, but I thought Major Danger was the safest play. He's won 2 of 3 this prep. I liked his win at Hawkesbury during the standalone meeting. He's coming back from 1,100 to 1,000, but he's still got that speed there, and I expect him to be in the firing line for a long way, and he certainly won't get tired late. So I'm happy to go with the 5. Ahead of the 4, Irish Songs. From barrier 1, he might just be the horse that gets the sort of blood running behind this hot tempo and pounces on them late. So he does have some deep form, including a 5th at Rose Hill behind Zalate and Baller. Didn't mind his trial. It was a very quiet trial at Warwick Farm. Number 3, Lifesaver, the other one of Matty Dunn's. I like the way he trialled at Manwillumbah coming into this. He's got good stats over the 1,000. And number 6, Bomb Diggity, I've thrown in for 4th. I thought he trialled really well at Goulburn, well enough that I'll throw him in the mix here just to add a bit of value if you're playing the multis. But obviously, Vanazza, I've left it out of the 4, but she would have been right there if I'd extended the numbers. 5, 4, 3 and 6 in the second.
Race number 3, and we should remind our listeners again, Hurls, the bonus bet offers are up for grabs today again if your horse runs second.
That's exactly right. Races 1 to 3 at Randwick, Flemington and Eagle Farm today. Run second or third, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $50. That continues for races 4 and 5 at those venues. If you're in a Tab outlet, and that covers a pub or a club or an agency, use your Tab app and you'll get that extension for races 4 and 5 at those venues. If you're not a Tab account customer holder, call 133390. Get an account open in minutes. You can even listen to Sky Sports Radio on the Tab app as well.
Yeah, the place you get plenty of updates on everything that's going on. What's happening in the third?
Yeah, well, next to this favourite in the first... you've got Nobu as the best backed runner on the card this afternoon. Look, it's $2.60 this morning, but just the weight of money. $6 into $5.50 for Frenzy. Cariff is $5.50 out to $6. $6.50 to $7, think it over. Costas is 11 into 10. Also, Brilliant Squared has trimmed in from 15 to 11. But Nobu, a lot of money invested on it.
Yeah, speed's interesting. There's not a lot of speed on paper, but we've got a pretty big field, a 2,000-metre start there at Randwick that tends to inject a bit of speed into the race. Horses that could go forward start, Aaron Bayed, Costas, and then you start looking at a horse like Cariff. I've gone 2, 6, 3 and 12. It's only that lack of speed that could bring Nobu undone, you would think. He absolutely annihilated them there on the Kenzo last start, beating Duchess of Lennox, and then she came out and ran a cracker up at Brisbane last Saturday. So that form looks reliable enough for me, and the 2,000 at Randwick should really suit this grey who's just looking for ground and looking for a big track. He's got to be the clear top pick. The 6, Frenzy, doing everything right. The American 3-year-old, he's won his last 2. It was a big win at Kembla last start. He overcame all sorts of bother to get up on the post, and he really charged through the line. Number 3, Cariff, probably ridden a touch upside down last start against the older horses when led them up, but he fought right to the line. He was only beaten really a nose, and I think he, with a quieter run in transit, he can certainly figure in the finish today. And the 12 Costas, well, he broke through at Wyong two starts ago and wasn't far off Wolf and Welsh Legend at Canterbury last time out, and Wolf will go around a short price favourite in the next. So I'll go 2, 6, 3 and 12.
Don't forget, today with the National Jockeys Trust Appeal sponsored by TAB, up until 1:30 today, 2% of the tote through TAB on all Gallops races up until that 1:30 will go to the National Jockeys Trust Appeal. So if you're going to have a bet early if you want to support the Trust Appeal in another way, particularly on the tote through TAB. 2% up until 1:30 goes to the TAB National Jockeys Trust Appeal. Race 4, a big day obviously at Randwick. It's Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation race day. A big group in the ballroom hurls, about 500 people, and this is the fourth their race.
Yeah, a couple of really good causes there. We mentioned the Jockeys Trust and also the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation. $100,000 projected big six pool, and this is the first leg with Wolf as the favourite. $1.90 to $1.85. Look, doesn't hold anywhere near as much money as Nobu in this fourth race, but it is your favourite. On the next line at $6.50 is Occupy. It's in from 7 today. Master of Wine, $6.50 to $7.50. $7.50 to $8. Belfast Bella. And then you have to go all the way out to Sedan at $16. But $1.85, the asking price for Wolf.
Yeah, look, I think Wolf can lead. I know he didn't lead at Canterbury last start when there was a bit of pressure in the race, but I think he can take it up today and control the tempo to suit himself. Sir Barnabas, maybe Master of Wine, drawn out. They'll roll forward. I think Wolf will be winning 4, 14, 6 and 11. His record speaks for itself now. 4 starts, 3 wins, 1 second. I wasn't 100% sold on him until last start at Canterbury where he did take a sit. He showed a turn of 40, carried 60 and a half, and he absolutely charged away from Welsh Legend, who went up and ran a big race last Saturday at Brisbane. I think he'll go on and win better races than this, and he's one of the best bets of the day. Number 14, Belfast Bella. I think she's the only real danger. She probably should have won the Provincial Stayers Final at Hawkesbury at the standalone. She just got held up in a slowly run race, rocketed home. She's got 50 kilos here. So she could give this favourite a shake with that sort of weight pull. Number 6 for 3rd, Occupy. I like that win at Scone. It was only a class 1, so I think punters may be getting a touch carried away, but it was a good style of win. And number 11, Master of Wine. He's been racing well down there in Melbourne, a former import, and he probably adds a bit of interest to the race, but I don't think he's got anywhere near the ability of Wolf. So I'll go 4, 14, 6 and 11.
To race 5, the Candana Bathware at 150 over the 1,500 metres. Couple of scratchings, a lot of interest in whether Colding can go on with it.
Yeah, those scratchings there, Chalmers 2x2 and Regine 8x8. Well, Colding is a $2.20 chance in from 2:30 this morning, $4.60 to $4 for Quackerjack. Shani is a $6 chance out from 5:50, 8 to 8:50, Nico Ladd, and we have to go to Paul Leiter at $11. But these top two in the market are clearing out some. What, but Colding is currently the favourite at 2:20.
Well, I think Quackerjack can lead. I know he's drawn out a bit, but the only speed underneath him is Paulita, and she could go forward and try and lead as well, but that's about it. I think the rest of them will be happy to take sits in behind, and I think that'll leave Quackerjack and Paulita able to sort out in front the 1 and 2 position without taking each other on. And that leans me towards Quackerjack, 1, 5, 2 and 10. I know he'll run the 1500s out strongly. He's already won up to a mile. He's coming off a great third in the Hawkesbury Guineas behind Military Zone and Trope. And his trial at Rose Hill in between runs, a tick over trial behind Erythea, it was outstanding. So I'm keen to back Quackerjack here. I think Colding's obviously the threat, but he's got to be some risk at the 1500. I know he's looked really good at his two runs back, obviously since being gelded, but he has had one crack at 1,500 before and didn't quite see it out, and he's only ever won up to 1,300. So there's just that little niggle there for Colding. Number 2, Paulita. She looked great at her last trial at Warwick Farm, this imported mare, and she'll certainly add some interest to the race. I think she'll be up there on speed, and she'll stick on well looking at that trial. And number 10, Nico Loud, he'll probably have to go back from the gate, ride for luck, and he's a horse that just doesn't seem to get much luck. So I'll go 1, 5, 2 and 10.
To race number 6, the Wilson Asset Management. We had our Rockabye Baby come out yesterday or the day before. Zonk was scratched last week. It runs here, Hurls.
Yeah, and it's on the second line. Gododden's the favourite, 320 to 310. Zonk hasn't moved today, 440, no change. Has ready to profit, not moved, $6. Gong's 950 to 10, 13 into $12 for Montrachet. Speed map can be really interesting to hear Joyce's thoughts on this.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of pace. I think Zonk's got the right gate to lead and find the fence, and it's just a matter of who wants to roll the dice and really press on from those wide gates, because Gododden's drawn out. Alart, Lilith, they've all drawn out and also ready to profit. So there's the potential for a lot of pace here, but I think Zonk will make her intentions known. I think Chris Williams will be finding the front, finding the fence, and just see who wants to take him on. I've gone 1, 4, 3 and 15 as a result of that. I just think Zonk's going to be in the right spot to win this race. She was very good at Kensington against the boys. Now she drops back to the girls. She goes up 4 kilos, but she won it by almost 2 lengths, and she beat a smart horse in Capperjack. And she's been in the Quinella at 11 of her 15 starts. So she's very reliable, and I'm happy to gamble on her in this race. The 4 ready to profit, huge win in the Denise's Joy first up at Scone. She was wide. She fought really gamely. She's just got to back that up now, and hopefully that hasn't taken too much out of her. The 3 Gongs, she had no luck in the same race. She was flattened halfway down the straight, so forgive that. She's a Group 2 place getter. I think she's a real knockout chance. And the 15 Gododden, I know she's very short, and she was good first up, winning a midweeker at Canterbury, but she had barrier 1. J-Mac gave her a peach of a ride, and this is going to be tougher for her. So I just think she's probably unders at the moment, but she's still floating around there in my first 4. So it's 1, 4, 3 and 15 in race 6.
This time tomorrow on Sky Sports Radio, our form analyst John Scorse and Gary Harley will be looking at the 2 New South Wales Sunday meetings. We'll start with Nowra being their big showcase cup meeting at 10 o'clock, and then at about 10.15, the full preview for Muswellbrook. So both New South Wales previews between 10 and 10.30 tomorrow morning. Race 7 here at Randwick is over the 1,400 hurdles.
Yeah, and Renewal is a favourite, 320 to 310, 650 into $6 for Aganza. Mahalunga, 550 out of 0.2, 650. Special Missile, $8, no change. 850 to $9 for Noir. Then we go to New Universe, and I just see that Racing New South Wales have released on Twitter to be ridden conservatively from its wide draw. It's an $11 chance.
Yeah, well, it made plenty of sense. He's coming back from a mile to 1,400 and he's drawn out. So most maps would have him going back anyway, but it's nice to have that confirmed by the Wallace stable. Speed here, otherwise you've got Special Missile, the obvious leader. There's not a lot of pace on paper here, but I think that may change. I think Pecans could be a bit more positive. Mahalunga can kick up from an inside gate. And I think a lot hinges on Organza, what Rachel King does there, because Organza has drawn out and she's got the speed to run forward and maybe set outside the leader if they want to. And I think that would give her every possible hope. I've gone 1, 11, 10 and 13. I'm backing Noir from barrier 1. She's the class runner of the race. She's a Group 2 winner. She's a 2-time Group 2 place getter. She's gone around in some big Group 1 races, particularly in the spring last year. She tackled a couple of those real big mile races. And I'm happy to gamble on her first up here against an open handicap field with only 58.5. Lovely trial coming into it behind Desert Lord. And she's a good each-way price. I think she's a great each-way bet. Number 11, Renewal. He's the horse to beat if he gets into the right spot, but he does have a tricky gait, and he can be very tricky out of the gates. Last start, it all went to plan. Everything that went right could have gone right, and he got the job done. But he's just got to see if he can back that up again today. The 10, Mahalunga, on the other hand, he's just going to land in the right spot. He's honest. It was a good effort in the Luskin Star. So he's got to be there somewhere. He's had 2 starts at Randwick for 2 wins. And number 13, Organza, as I said earlier, it's just a matter of where she gets to from that gate. But her first up run, the Dark Jewel, was outstanding for a race like this. So that was a Group 3. She's coming back to an open handicap with 53 kilos. So if she can get across without doing too much work, obviously she'll be there right till the finish. My numbers here, 1, 11, 10 and 13.
The EML handicap is race 8 at Randwick. A couple of scratchings this morning. Batterjaws, and particularly I Thought So, being saved for another day.
Yeah, Batterjaws 4x4, the deduction. I Thought So 8x8, 3x3 for Tonsor. Jungle Eyes No deduction there. Well, this is really interesting, Andrew. Cradle Mountain's 230 out to 250. Deprive's been really well backed, $3 into 260. It actually holds three times more than what Cradle Mountain does. And if this pattern continues, you dare say that Deprive's going to start favourite. Heart Conquered is a $5 chance, no change. Guard of Honour, 14 to 13, back to 14. A little bit of specking for Spending to Win, 26 to 21. But come race time, this market could flip.
And, Joycey, with the pace here, it's interesting. I'm not too sure whether you heard Jason Collett much earlier this morning, but he said basically if something else wants to lead, we're happy to take the sit. We'll just wait and see. He wasn't one way or the other.
Yeah, no, I think that's a smart option because Cradlemount's one of those horses. Everyone's got it down as leading every start, and the problem here is there's a lot of pace in the race. So if you go out there with the intention of leading, you just know that you're going to get hammered all the way. You've got horses like Pinch River. You've got Boss Lane drawn out. You've got She Knows. Heart Conquered from the one will probably want the front. And you've also got a horse like, you know, even horses like Noble Joey right down the bottom. So I think it's a smart option. Come out, work it out. But obviously Cradle Mountain will be in the firing line and Deprive will be out the back waiting for the last shot at them. So it's going to be a terrific contest. And I think Hells is right. I think Deprive will probably end up favourite. I've gone with Cradle Mountain, though. I went 4, 15, 9, and 7. I just like the horse. He's a horse who was always going to get to black-type races. He got there last prep, and he got outgunned by Fell Swoop in the Razor Sharp. But he ran second, and then he had a spell. He's come back off a really strong trial win at Randwick, about as good as I've seen him trial, actually. And his first up stats, 4 starts for 3 wins in a second. So apart from the fact that there's a lot of pace in the race, it's only 1,100 metres. He's first up, so it's the perfect race for him, and I want to stick with him. But Deprive is a huge danger because I think this is a better race than last week. I think last week he would have got beaten by Desert Lord, but due to his antics behind the gates and the way he was carrying on, he was a late scratching, so 7 days later he's here. I do think he's a potential stakes sprinter, so no surprise at all if he wins the race, but I've just lent the other way. Then I've got a big gap back to the third pick, She Knows. The stats at Randwick, 6 starts, 3 wins, 3 seconds. Yet she's huge odds here with no weight. So I'm throwing her in the multis and the 7 Guard of Honour. I like that third last start behind Viridine and Victorum. Doesn't that look good form for a race like this? So I'll put him in for 4, 15, 9 and 7.
The last is the 7 News Handicap. Again, we had a few scratchings this morning, Starcross being one of those. I think that was a decent odds anyway.
Yeah, there's no deduction. Sorry, a minor one. 4x4 and 3x4 for Goldfinch, who I'd assume would have been the likely leader, or certainly right up there. Just another note from Stewards here in relation to Tango Rain. It will be to be ridden conservatively with cover. Well, an absolute head-scratcher to finish the day here. To Nico from Gate 16, 5 to 550 is your favourite. $6.50 to $6, November Man. Revenue is a $6.50 chance. $6.50 out to $7, Canunga. The only inward move here is for Power Command for Chris Lees. It's $11 into $9. But punters really haven't got a clue at this stage for the last.
Yeah, it's a tricky race to close. Loads of pace over the 1,000. It'll be a good one to watch. Lion Couchant goes forward. All stands drawn close to the fence. So they're your real speedsters, but you've got pace drawn wide with Absolute Ripper coming across. Horses like Kunanga bring it home pop. I mean, there's just speed everywhere. I've gone 13, 7, 4 and 22. 13 on top, Argent d'Or. He'll relish the fast tempo. He came from last first up, and he just missed behind Goldfinch. He'll strip a touch fitter, you'd think. Sticks to the right distance, and he just needs luck at the vital stages. And Jay Ford to do the navigating there. I thought number 7, Taniko. She hasn't trialled as well as she usually does, but she hasn't been asked to do much, and she is a first-up specialist. She'll love the speed. And I think these wide gates, over 1,000, I don't think it's going to be a problem. It's almost going to be a blessing. You just sit out, avoid trouble, and then rip down the centre of the track. I think the stablemate Revenue will try and do the same thing, number 4. And number 22, November Man, well, he's probably in the same boat. He's drawn a bit closer to the fence, so he mightn't have as much joy getting a clear run through the pack. But if he does, he's certainly going well enough to win. So I'm concentrating on the off-pace runners here, 13, 7, 4 and 22.
All right, so some low numbers there. November Man's got a couple of mentions this morning. Brad Gray made it one of his best of the day at odds, number 22. All right, am I reading it that Wolf's one of your favourites?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of good things early in the card. I've actually marked Reloaded the best, race one, number five, but it was a toss-up between it or Wolf, which is obviously race four, number four. So I do think they're the two good things to get punters started. And the best value, race seven, number one, Noir. I think she's a great each-way play at around that $8 or $9 pop for a mare that is a Group 2 winner. So we'll make those the best in the value today, Andrew.
Righto, that's race seven, number one. What about the Paul Joyce Quaddie?
The Quaddie today, we kick off in race six here, the Zonk race. I've gone 1, 4, 3 and 15. The second leg, we've gone 1, 11, 10, 13 and 4. So we've got Special Missile added in there just to